Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You. And I'm back again. Today, we're going to talk about daylight savings time and something called your circadian rhythm. This weekend, many of us switched back to standard time from daylight saving time, which means we set our clocks back 1 hour in the wee hours of the morning on Sunday morning. So when you woke up on Sunday at the normal time, did you find that you had an extra hour and didn't quite know what to do with it? Did that make you feel a little bit off or a sort of out of kilter all day? Were you hungry before it was actually time to eat? And were your snack times off just a little bit? Did you notice anything else that was different? Any physical, mental, or behavioral changes, either in you or in your children? Although it's just an hour, and most of us really welcome that extra hour of sleep once a year, your endocrine system may not be as happy about somebody playing around with the old clock. Well, technically, it isn't the clock that's the issue. So you have something called a pineal gland, that's part of your endocrine system. And the pineal gland produces melatonin. Melatonin is a hormone that helps regulate wake and sleep patterns. The pineal gland is stimulated to produce that melatonin by nerves from the eyes. It's not so much where the big hand is on the clock as it is the amount of light the eyes are seeing that regulates the melatonin. So when the eyes see darkness, more melatonin is naturally released, and that promotes sleep. It's safe to say that the pineal gland releases more melatonin for most of us during the winter months. It's also important to understand that the release of melatonin increases slowly and gradually during the fall when the days start getting shorter, normally and naturally, until December 21st, which is the winter solstice, when in the northern hemisphere anyway, night is the longest and day is the shortest than any other day in the year. Now, when we come off daylight savings time and add an hour to the clock all at one time, the pineal gland misses the opportunity to adjust naturally, gradually. And so it often upsets our circadian rhythm. That in turn can upset your sleep patterns. Changing from daylight saving time to standard time and vice versa can also throw off your digestive system just a little bit and your emotions. You may feel just a little jostled emotionally. So in addition to daylight savings time, jet lag or occasional late night partying or sporting events or maybe a late movie can upset your circadian rhythm. And certainly the pineal gland of shift workers gets a huge jolt every time they change shifts from day to night work. So if the change of the daylight saving time to standard time is affecting you, give yourself some grace and time to adjust to what your eyes are seeing, whether it's more darkness or more daylight. That's all I have for today. If you like this podcast, please check back again, follow us, and share this with your friends. I'll be back again soon. Until then, this is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You, signing off and reminding you to always take time for you.